What were they? Hey, it was common knowledge that coyotes never... They not only looked hungry, but also mad. Very mad. Oops. Maybe we shouldn't have given them monkey ears. Hey, Drover, do you see what I see? Yeah, I thought they were out in the horse pasture. Right, but they're here now, and you know what that... I can't stop laughing. Me neither. Drover, I think we need to get out of here. Right, because if we don't, they're going to eat us. Right, yes. Hey, that's not funny. I know, so stop laughing. The brothers had been watching us with big smirks on their toothy mouths. But then Snort licked his chops and rumbled, "Aha, now dummy ranch dogs die laughing and make supper for Rip and Snort, ha ha." I did it. I mean, you talk about something that'll kill a party. Those words hit us like a bucket of cold water in the face. And suddenly, we weren't laughing anymore on. Anymore, let us say. Quick, Drover, into the machine shed! One step ahead of the cannibals, we dove through a crack between the sliding doors of the machine shed. Whew. Boy, that had been a close one. I knew the coyotes would never... I mean, they had never dared set foot in the machine shed because, well, think about it. The machine shed was full of human smells, and it just wasn't the kind of place. Yipes. They followed us inside. Run, Drover! Head for the deepest, darkest corner and hide! Help, murder! Mayday! Oh, my leg! While Drover squeaked and moaned, I fired off several blasts of over-the-shoulder barking. And we both cut a hole through the darkness and headed for the northeast corner.